5-Minute Crypto. 10 reasons to be bullish about Bitcoin right now. Welcome to 5-Minute Crypto. This week's episode outlines 10 reasons to be bullish about Bitcoin in the here and now. From the lows of March to the highs of July, it has been a hell of a ride. Thankfully, the trend has been onwards and upwards. Before we begin, none of the points that follow presume that BTC cannot now sharply fall in price. Of course it can. Indeed, 40% retracements have been commonplace during past BTC bull runs. There is absolutely no reason to suspect that this time will be different. Who knows, perhaps steeper declines await. Given its relatively puny market cap, BTC remains open to price manipulation and moments of extreme volatility. Nonetheless, bullish indicators abound. The technicals line up. Without taking any kind of deep dive, it is clear as day that BTC is above a whole host of averages. Whether that be the 200-day moving average or the 21-week exponential moving average, long-term resistance at 10,500 has been broken, and a 2.5-year downtrend reversed. In addition, volume has spiked, and most Bitcoin buyers are sitting comfortably in profit. 63% of BTC hasn't moved in over a year. Another clear bullish indicator. All in all, a lot to be bullish about from a technical point of view. Healthy hash power. With hash rate in and around all-time highs, currently oscillating between 140 and 125 exahashes, the tired death spiral narrative has been put to bed once again. Don't worry, it'll be dusted off 4 years from now. Bitcoin miners are clearly bullish. Perhaps they know a thing or two about return on investment. Visa and MasterCard on board. It's not that long ago that both Visa and MasterCard were doing their very utmost to stifle blockchain innovation. Well, the worm has turned, and they've seen the light. Both are scrabbling to facilitate crypto transactions. Given their enormous customer base, this is a long-term positive driver for the space. PayPal on board. PayPal was just as opposed to Bitcoin, and has also publicly announced their commitment to servicing the cryptosphere. With over 240 million customers, the entry of such a behemoth into the crypto industry will almost certainly drive broader adoption. US banks clear to custody crypto. The Office of the Currency Comptroller just greenlit US banks to custody crypto. A massive segment of the legacy financial system just had a structural impediment to entering the crypto market removed. Some banks may choose to remain on the sidelines, but with JP Morgan already making a play, it seems likely more will follow, perhaps even a stampede. The gold, silver, Bitcoin narrative. With gold hitting all-time highs and silver having its best week in 40 years, safe haven assets are in vogue. Bitcoin, for those who take the time to research it, is exactly that. Scarce, predictable in terms of supply and issuance. Bitcoin as digital gold has gone mainstream. Niche mainstream, perhaps, but there nonetheless. BTC as a hedge in uncertain times continues to gain inexorable traction. Printagober. $3 trillion in counting, with another $1.5 trillion in the pipeline. The Fed printagober meme has never been more potent. Bitcoin's absolute relative scarcity becomes ever more apparent each and every day. With interest rates effectively zero, and government bonds returning negative yield when adjusted for inflation, the stark contrast to this Bitcoin has never been more obvious. Is it possible that investors chasing yield will overlook BTC? Sure, it's possible. But likely? No, not at all. Heavy hitter endorsement, Paul Tudor Jones. Paul Tudor Jones' positive investment stance for BTC may well be viewed as a tipping point in the coming years. It's hard to overstate the high regard in which he is held. 1-2% in Bitcoin may not seem like much, but given the many billions of dollars he manages and his broader market influence, it matters. Where Paul Tudor Jones ventures, others will follow. BTC is now normal. Notice how no one bats an eye when you mention you are invested in Bitcoin. They may not understand it or even agree with its premise, but one way or another, Bitcoin has become part of the conversation. Little by little, the stigma of magical internet money has dissipated. Enthusiasm for that which was once ridiculed looks very likely to follow. FOMO. The good news is that the herd is yet to arrive. Sure, Google Bitcoin searches have begun to trend upwards, but they're nowhere near the 2017 highs. This current rally has needed new retail involvement, but it is reasonable to assume BTC's recent price action will begin to attract more attention in the coming months. Taken in isolation, no one positive factor really matters. Once you begin to view them as a whole, a profoundly bullish case for Bitcoin emerges. As always, thanks for listening.